Virgin with Shiva, Lesson 203, Proceed with Confidence. There are those who simply follow the pattern of odic force fields of others and never realize their actinic destiny because they have never had the ability to break through the odic force barriers with their actinic power. Actinic destiny is found by those who stand out from the masses and actually do something, who live a creative life for the benefit of others. Actinic power creates through the subconscious, but it is a flowing through or flowing out power. Odic power is a holding on to, a sort of sticky type of power. Move through odic force fields unnoticed. Those who have awakened their sub-superconscious powers often become exuberant and more than often a wee bit egotistical. And yet, a deeper sub-superconscious attribute is that of humility. Humility within itself is a power of the fullness of the subsuperconscious mind, giving you the ability to move through the odic force fields unnoticed. Because of the nature of odic forces, which constitute people in their conscious and subconscious minds, cities, nations, and events, the flow of actinic force can or could be disturbing to certain force fields. The consequences have through history been disastrous from time to time. Therefore, keep your sub-superconscious knowledge and powers where they are, as an inner mechanism of you, available to your conscious use. Do not advertise your sub-superconscious power because odic force fields of jealousy or fear could be stimulated against you. Therefore, learn to move inconspicuously in the odic force world while contributing to the beauty of the world through your conscious use of your subsuperconscious mind. All that is beautiful has come from the subsuperconscious powers awakened within man. So let your life shine by your actions rather than by your advertising subsuperconscious powers. There is no pride so great or hard to be rid of than spiritual pride. Having the availability of actinic force working through the subconscious mind can very easily become distorted into building up even a greater odic subconscious mind. And now, on the lighter side of thinking, here's another way to use your subsuperconscious powers consciously. When you know the next thing to do or the right thing to say, this is your subsuperconscious mind. Practice feeling confident, secure in the consciousness of the eternal now. Absorb the feedback from groups of people or people you are talking with. And when your subconscious mind has collected the feedback, feel dynamically the eternity of the moment. And you will know just the right thing to say or the next thing to do. This is using your subsuperconscious powers consciously. The greatest thing that a devotee must learn is that all knowing is within oneself. Therefore, go to your university. Your great subsuperconscious school, and bring forth knowledge. In order to do this, be confident within yourself. In order to be confident within yourself, have no fear. In order to have no fear, say to yourself, I am all right, right now. This will quickly bring you into the consciousness of the eternity of the moment. You will feel actinic force permeating, or more life permeating, your body, which is subconscious, and your subsuperconscious state of mind will be active. That is, go ahead in full confidence that you are the knower of all that is known. Om Namah Shivaya.